Fourth grader Jonda was sitting in front of his computer waiting for her online school to begin. Class. All right, class. Tomorrow, a dentist is going to come online during class. Okay, class. And he is going to speak about how to prevent cavities and take care of your teeth, the teacher said. Teacher, why they have to do this? Asked John Doe. Because the state said so. Okay, John, the teacher replied. See you tomorrow, kids. Hey, John Doe, how was school? Said John Doe's dad. Oh, the dentist is going to come and give a speech about how not to get cavities. They're going to check our teeth on the camera. If our teeth look like they have cavities, we have to go to the dentist, replied John Doe. Look, John Doe, you probably already have cavities. So we're going to the dentist tomorrow after school. It's time to get ready for bed. 20 minutes later. Okay, Daddy, I got my PJs on and I'm ready for bed, said John Doe. I don't want to go to the dentist tomorrow. You know, if you have cavities, you'll have to get them fixed. If you don't get them fixed, they'll give you health problems and pain, and a lot of pain. You'll be fine. Good night, John Doe. Just go to bed, said John Doe's dad. Okay, Daddy. On the couch in the living room. Jane Doe. The dentist is appearing at John Doe's online school tomorrow to give a speech about cavities. He is going to look at their teeth through the camera to see if they might have cavities. If they do, they must go to the dentist. John Doe probably has cavities, so he's going to be very scared. John Doe's dad told John Doe's mom about the problem. John Doe hates the dentist. That is why we have not been able to take him there for a while. Maybe since he's older and he has more teeth, he's going to have more cavities, Jane Doe replied. Remember last year, he had the biggest cavity ever? I bet he's going to have even more. Let's see how it goes. The next day during online school. Hey kids, do you want to not have cavities? Well, if the answer is yes, you must brush your teeth and do not eat lots of sugar. Okay, kids, now we're going to look at students on their webcams and see who might have cavities. We're gonna start with John Doe. Turn on your webcam and open wide, the dentist said. Mm-mm, said John Doe. The teacher turned on his mic and replied, If you do not open your mouth, then you are going to get an F as your grade. I don't get paid enough for this, the teacher thought to himself. Okay, John Doe replied. The dentist looked in his mouth on the webcam. You have a lot of cavities in your back teeth. They're bad, but they're not very noticeable. You need to go to the dentist, said the dentist. Oh no, I don't want to go to the dentist, thought John Doe worriedly. Hey teacher, you need to call his dad and tell him John Doe needs to go to the dentist, okay? Said the teacher. Oh no, thought John Doe. Ring, went the phone as John Doe's dad picked it up to answer it. What is it, teacher? Said John Doe's dad. Sorry, I have bad news. First, your son has a lot of cavities. So tomorrow, you need to take him to the dentist, said John Doe's teacher. Okay, I will take him there tomorrow. Thank you, bye, replied John Doe's dad. Ring. Hello, this is the dentist. How may I help you? Said the front desk person. Hi, I need to book an appointment for 8:30 tomorrow. Can I? Sure you can, see you tomorrow, replied the front desk person. Hey boss, said Alex, the front desk person. Yes, Alex, replied Alex's boss. What are we going to do? We are in short supply of dentists because the state's requiring every student to get a dentist appointment, said Alex. I know, let's call Dr. William. I will call him tomorrow morning, early. Okay, I have to make people their appointments, said Alex, replying to his boss. Good, see you tomorrow, said Alex's boss. Meanwhile, the next day at 8 a.m., Dr. William was in his bed sleeping.
Who could be calling me at 8 a.m., said Dr. William as he woke up to answer his phone. It was a dental/doctor clinic. Alex, the front desk person, said, Hey, Dr. William, please come. We need you there in 15 minutes. There's someone who needs cavity help, replied Alex at the front desk. Why me? Replied Dr. William. Because the state requires every student to get a dentist/doctor checkup every 6 months in order to continue in school. Look, we will give you a slight raise, okay? Also, I'm sorry about your job, it's so hard. Thank you for acknowledging that. I'll be there in 12 minutes, said Dr. William. 12 minutes later, he arrived at the dental clinic. He ran in and got his uniform on and went back and got his clipboard. Back at John Doe's house. John Doe, get in the car, said John Doe's dad. No, Daddy, I don't want to go there. You have to, because the school dentist said you have cavities, John Doe. Look, just get in the car. I'll buy you whatever you want after this, replied John Doe's dad. Okay, Daddy, fine, said John Doe, fearfully getting in the car. Later, in the waiting room, they were waiting. Okay, John Doe, come on back, said the dentist. John Doe sat in the dentist chair. Dr. Williams grabbed a gel and rubbed it inside his mouth. Then he waited. And after a few minutes, he grabbed the needle. He injected it into John Doe's mouth. John Doe screamed and cried, but he was fine because he was numb. He was okay. Dr. William got a drill and drilled his teeth. John Doe felt pressure, but it was fine. It did not hurt. Then Dr. Williams put some white substance in those holes and then put a cover over that. He said, you cannot eat for 2 hours. Look, John Doe, we're going to the store now, said John Doe's dad. Okay, we're here. What phone do you want? I want a Nerf gun, replied John Doe. Okay, I'm back from the... Okay, I'll get you one, said John Doe's dad. Okay, I'm back, said John Doe's dad. Thank you, Daddy, said John Doe. Okay, let us go home, replied John Doe's dad. See, John Doe, there's no reason to be afraid of the dentist. Yeah, you were right, Daddy. The end.